Klal Yisrael who were involved were several million people. There were Shishimribo men between the age of 20 and 60, Hagvarim, the Bad Mitoch, men alone, leaving out women, and then leaving out the people younger than 20 and older than 60, and not counting the Erev Rab, Gam Erev Rab Alo Yitom. So it added up to a few million people. Witnessed the Yitzias Mitzrayim, all the Nisim and the Flaws, and witnessed the Maimon HaSinai. And at that time, all of the Ikari HaMuna were demonstrated to our people. The Kuzari explains the Psukim, he interprets the Psukim in Shir Hashirim, Shuvi Shuvi HaShelam, Shuvi Shuvi Menech Zabach, that the Umas Olam encouraged the Jewish people to adopt their religions. And the Jewish people respond, if you'll be able to show us a machane, more machane, like the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, that there were several million Jews who experienced the whole Gilui Shechina, so then we'll consider your religion. But all the other religions are based on private miracles that were only witnessed by 11 disciples or whatever it is. Our religion is based on the testimony of millions of people. And I knew my four grandparents, and my grandparents knew their grandparents, and they knew their grandparents. We know that our grandparents were not drunkards, they were not crazy, they had a good sense of humor, but they were not kidding us, they were not joking around when they told us all these stories. They didn't tell us shkar, avisena lo shikur lono. And they told us that these were historical experiences that were transmitted from generation to generation. That's what our religion is based on. That's why there's a special mitzvah to tell over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tell over the story by Bariches once a year, every year. And according to the Ramban and the Magen Avraham Kostis from the Alkut Shemayni, there is a mitzvah in our Torah to recite the parsha of Maimon HaSinai once a year, every year. Well, the Mark Saper, how to say? V'hoidaitam l'banecha v'levnei banecha yom she'amarta l'avnei Hashem alakecha b'chorev. So the Ramban considers that one of the mitzvahs HaTorah, that once a year, every year at least, you should recite the parshas Maimon HaSinai. Magen Avraham calls to Yalkut Shemoni that says like that. So on Parshas Yisrael, the Balkori and the Tzibah should have in mind to be Yotzi two mitzvahs, the mitzvah, the regular mitzvah of Parshas HaShavua, and then the special mitzvah of reciting Parshas Maimon HaSinai. It can be Yotzi on Shavuos if you want. It can be Yotzi a few times a year. It can be Yotzi on Yisro and be Yotzi on Voschanan also, and on Shavuos, three times a year. But that's the reason why there's a special mitzvah to tell over Maimon HaSinai. And Yetzias Mitzrayim, because these two historical events are the basis of all of our religion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe Rabbeinu that he should teach Bnei Yisrael v'haydaita lahem es haderech asher yolchu bo v'es ha-ma'aseh asher yasu. He has to teach the Jewish people all of the mitzvahs. So the Gemara in Bav Metzia has a comment, v'haydaita lahem es haderech asher yolchu bo. That refers to Beis Chayehem. What does it mean, Beis Chayehem? So Rashi in different places has different pshatim. Pasha pshat is that how to make a parnasa. That a person has to realize he has to make a parnasa. Some people think they'll sit and learn the parnasa will fly in from heaven. So the Gemara doesn't seem to say like that. But he died to lehem asader chashiyachu bo. Daf machan a parnasa. The Gemara understands v'samayse asher yasun. The maise is referring to din, and asher yasun is referring to lefnei mishuras adin. That there is some Rishonim count this as a separate mitzvah, one of the 613 mitzvahs. Most of the Rishonim do not consider this one of the 613 mitzvahs. It's a detail within each one of the 613 mitzvahs. You shouldn't just stick to the letter of the law, you should follow the spirit of the law and go lifnei mishuras hadin in every mitzvah, when it comes to tefillin, when it comes to tzitzit, when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to bin adam l'chaver, when it comes to bin adam l'mokim. Every mitzvah, you shouldn't only follow just the strict letter of the law, you should follow the spirit of the law. So that's what the Gemara understands, Asher Yasun, Es HaMaaseh Asher Yasun, Zelefni Mishur Esadid. The Ramah and Chayesh and Mishpat Nesim and Yud Beis quotes a machlekes Rishonim. Are you koyfe on lifnei Mishur Sadin? If a person doesn't want to sit in sukkah, a person doesn't want to eat matzah. So the Gemara says matzah sheni yochel, sukkah sheni yoshev. So you koyfe makol also. You force him to fulfill the mitzvah. What about lifnei Mishur Sadin? So the Ramah says the accepted opinion is that there's no kfiya on lifnei Mishur Sadin. Why not? If it's for each person. The lifnei mishur hadin will be interpreted differently. So let's say the Bezin determines that this person on his madrega should be observing an aspect of lifnei mishur hadin. Why are they not kaifa? So I think what they usually say in yeshivas is, if a person doesn't want to eat matzah and they force him to, and he's choking and he's eating the matzah, so even though he's unhappy about it, but bottom line he ate the matzah and he's yotzei. This is going to have kavanah shelo lotzeis. So we tell him you better not have kavanah shelo lotzeis. We beat him up till he says, okay, I'll have a mind to be yotzei. Okay, it's part of the kfiyah. But if a person doesn't want to do lifnei mishur hadin, and then we're going to force him to, and you're going to say, okay, he gives in, but then he's not even yotzei lifnei mishur hadin. Lifnei mishur hadin is only fulfilled if you do it, the hisnadvus. If you're kaifas, and then the pashta says he didn't do lifnei mishur hadin. He didn't follow the spirit of the law. Yisro told Moshe Rabbeinu that Navol Tibol Gam Ato Gam Kol Amazer Shebrag Lecho, that the system that he has is not smart. He's going to fall to pieces, and it's too taxing on the people. People are waiting in line, and Aboyker out of Erev. That's ridiculous to stand on line so long. Tzatircha de Tzibura. Yisro suggested that they should have a whole system. Sorry, Alochim. Sorry, Meri. Sorry, Chamishim. Sorry, Asaros. And they should only ask Moshe Rabbeinu the Dover HaGadol. And then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam approved it, and that's what they set up. The Dover HaKosha, they asked the Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rav Elbel Soloveitchik points out that these are really two different dinim. The Dover HaKosha and the Dover HaGadol are two different things. It's not identical. Dover HaGadol, the Gemara says in the first parak in Sanhedrin, refers to Dvarav Shel Gadol. There are certain inyanim that can only be determined by a Bez Nagodl. If you have, let's say, a dintar between one Shevet and the other, who has jurisdiction on a certain city? Where is the borderline of the Shevet? One Shevet adopted one policy, one system of taxation. The other Shevet has a different, every state in the United States has different rules as far as taxes are concerned, different laws on all different areas. So, Mustama and Eretz Yisrael, every Shevet has jurisdiction on its area. So let's say there's a dispute between the two Shvatim regarding certain cities, whether they belong to this Shevet or that Shevet. So ain't Dodim is a Shevet, then I'll be best and shall Shiv Miyechot. If it's a Dintar like that, you need Shiv Miyechot. Then you only Dana on Melech and the Kain Godel, you also need Shiv Miyechot. That's called Dvarav Shel Godel. Dvarav Shel Godel needs Shiv Miyechot. That's learned out from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was needed for the Dvar HaGodel, and Moshe Rabbeinu is B'mokam Ayin Aleph Koy. Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of Shiv Miyechot. And then Dov HaKashi Yavin Elecha is another thing. If one of the lower Batidinim has a suffix, they don't know how to pasken. So the Gemara says also in the first parak in Sanhedrin, if you have a Din Torah and the Bezin doesn't know how to pasken, so they send the whole Shaila to the Bezin HaGadol, then the Bezin HaGadol will give a psak. But if you can't figure out what the Din is, yes, the Bezin HaGadol. So these are two different occasions when you need Moshe Rabbeinu. When you need Moshe Rabbeinu has the status of Bezin HaGadol. Either Dabah HaGadol or Dabah HaKosha, they both need Moshe Rabbeinu. Baruch Shel Olam reveals himself to the Jewish people, and he proclaims the Aseres HaDibrois, and Bnei Yisrael agreed in advance that they're interested. Kol HaShadibra Hashem Na'aseh, and later on they say Kol HaShadibra Hashem Na'aseh V'Nishma. The Gemara increases on Daf Tes, learns out all the laws of Geirus from Maimon HaSinai. The Gemara assumes that on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, the whole Klal Yisrael underwent Geirus. So the first step in the Geirus is that you have to have Kabbalas on Mitzvah. If you don't have Kabbalas on Mitzvah, it doesn't get off the ground. The Gemara has the dispute regarding the Kusim, whether the Kusim were Geiri Emes or Geiri Arayais. The assumption is they were attacked by lions. So the only reason why they converted, the motivation to convert was because of the lions. And in the days of the Tanakh, there was no Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. It says they were still worshipping Avodah Zarah. So So Tosis points out in Sukkot and Yevamos and other places that the original conversion of the Kusim was certainly meaningless. That was certainly they were goyim gemurim. The machlekes atanaim were the Kusim geri emes and Kusim geri arayis. The historical machlekes whether shuv nizgairu b'leib shalim, did they convert a second time? The first conversion for sure is not valid because there was no kolosh adib Hashem na'asim nishma. There was no kabbalas al mitzvahs. Then in addition to the kabbalas al mitzvahs, the halacha we learn out from Ayman HaSinai that before Yetzias Mitzrayim, they all had the Bris Milah. So the Bris Milah, when you read Parshas Boy, the Bris Milah was for the sake of participating in the Korban Pesach. But the Gemara understands that that was half of the story. And the rest of the story was that the Bris Milah was to lead up to the Geiris of Ma'amin HaSinai. But it says in the Chumash, it was for the purpose of Korban Pesach. So what has it got to do with the Geiris of Ma'amin HaSinai? So maybe it's the way the Yor Samech explained. Yor Samech has a chiddush with a lot of rise from the Gemaras, from Mechiltas and Gemaras, that the Korban Pesach is also a Korban Geiris. It's also a special din that a Ger Habole, his Geir has to bring a Korban after he converts. So the Yor Samech has rise that the Korban Pesach every year is considered a Korban Geiris. As if we renew our Kedushit Yisrael by participating in the Korban Pesach. So maybe that's why the Gemara understood that the Bris Milah that they performed in Mitzrayim before the Korban Pesach was the Bris Milah that was going to lead up to the Geiris later, because the Korban Pesach was a Geiris. Mishchu ukhu lachem, mishchi idechem ve'avoy dezara. That the whole Korban Pesach was a Korban Geiris. So the Gemara says that they needed Bris Milah for the men, then the men and the women needed the tefillah and the mikveh. The Chumash only speaks explicitly about the married people going to mikveh. That you couldn't have a Balkari or a Paleta Shechlezera participate in Ma'amin HaSinai. And Ezra learned out from this, Ezra established the Tvila for Balkari, that one is not permitted to learn Torah unless, if he's a Balkari or if a woman is a Paleta Shechlezera, they're not permitted to learn Torah, because just like on the occasion of Ma'amin HaSinai, the Torah was given, the aim of Bira Bereses of Zia, with trembling, Zia, not perspiration, Zeo, the two different words. One is Zayin Yud Ayin, one is Zayin Yud Ayin Hey. So the Torah was given with Zia. So too, the Doris, whenever a person learns Torah, should be Be'im of Yira Bereses of Zia. That's a big machlokes of Rishonim, whether the Takana Ezra was a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. Some Rishonim say, Takana Ezra was a Din D'Oraisa. He really learned that from Ayman HaSinai, that's the way it's supposed to be. And then in the later generations, the Tanoim didn't repeal the Takanas Ezra, they just disagreed with him. They said that, how can you learn that? That was a Balkari and a Paleta Shechvezer were forbidden to participate in Ma'amin HaSinai. There was a Gilu Shechina. There was a whole different story over there. But if a person is going to learn Torah privately, you don't have a Gilu Shechina. Maybe Shechina, Alalom Torah Shechina Kenegdo. But the Shechina is not the Gilu, the Shechina is Beseser. So some Rishonim learned that Takanas Ezra, the Gemara in Baba Kama lists off the 10 Takanas Ezra. So they say 9 of the 10 Takanas were Takanas the Rabbanon, and the Takanas Ezra about the Balkari needing tefillah and a mikveh, that was a din d'oraisa. If it would have been a din d'rabbanon, they say, how can it be that in later generations, Rabbi Yehuda ben Miseri repealed the Takanas Ezra? In order to repeal the Takanas the Rabbanon, you have to be greater b'chochma v'minyan. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Miseri probably did not think that he was greater b'chochma v'minyan than Ezra. But if it's a din d'oraisa, so everyone is entitled to his opinion. You can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say this, and I say, okay, with all the respect, I disagree. You can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. But you can argue with Yeshua ben Nun. You can argue with Ezra. You can argue with anybody. Rishonim, Tanoim, Amoraim, Rishonim, Achraim. Everybody can argue with everybody else. Within certain bounds, a little bit. Yeah.
If it was din d'oraisa, what did he add?
He darshaned the pasuk like that. Until his times, it was not. No one ever darshaned it. We have the Rambam writes that not all of the dinim d'oraisa were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at HaSinai. The Bezdin Shebechol Dov Ador has the right to read in between the lines and to darshan psukim and to come up with new dinim d'oraisa. Many achrayim hold that when a Bezdin is mechadish a new din d'oraisa, the din d'oraisa is only noig mikar al haba. It's not that we say that this was always included in what it said in the Chumash, that this din really existed from the days of Ma'amin HaSinai. No, Yikmei Mechadish Anu Din D'Oraisa. It's only Noig Mikan Al Habo. So that's what some Rishonim say like that. That the Meiri in Brochus has like that. The second paragraph in Brochus, that Takana says regarding Balkari, was a din deraisa. Most of the Rishonim assumed that it was not a din deraisa. There was a takana derabbanan. All the 10 takanas were takanas derabbanan. How can your Abuda Beb Misera repeal the takana derabbanan? He wasn't great at Pachma. The minions, the Tosis gives, and Bava Kama, Tosis gives two explanations why sometimes you can repeal the takana derabbanan. So getting back again, in the Psukim, it only says that the married people had to go to mikveh. The Balkari and the Palet, the Sheikh Lazer, it doesn't say all the single people had to go to mikveh. But the Gemara increases Daf Tes, learns it out in the end of Parshas Mishpatim, when it says that after the Geiris took place, then they brought korbanos. The halacha says that a Geir has to bring a korban. So, and true, the Arsamech says that the korban Pesach was a korban Geiris, but at that time it wasn't a complete Geiris yet. They didn't go to mikveh yet till Maimon Hasina. So they had to bring another korban later when they were Megayer at Har Sinai. So the Psukim say that Moshe Rabbeinu divided the dam of the Karbonis in half. It says, Vayikach Moshe chatzi adam v'yosem v'chatzi adam zarak al ha-mizbeach. And then the dam that was Bagonis, he was zarak al ha-om, v'yizrok al ha-om. Yidikach Moshe ha-om, v'yizrok al ha-om. How do you translate that? So the Targum Onkelos translates, he was zarak on the mizbeach l'chaper al ha-om. But the Gemara quotes Tanaim who don't understand like that. The Gemara increases Daf Tes, understands by Yisra Kalam, it was Mamish Zerk the Dam on the people. How can it be? There were millions of people there. How is Yisra the Dam on the people? I don't know. The Gemara doesn't go into the details. The Gemara understands this because Adam was literally on their bodies, and therefore the assumption is, Leka Hazor Beloy Tfilah. You can never have a Hazor on the Gufa Adam without the person first being Tovel in the Mikvah to be right to be Mekabel the Hazor. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam in Megillah, Daf Chof, says about a Tomei Meis. Usually when a person is Tomei, he goes to the mikveh and he becomes Tohar. A person is a Tomei Meis, can't just go to the mikveh and become Tohar. He has to first have Azor Shlishi Shvi from Parah Aduma, water from Mei Parah, and then he's able to go to the mikveh and become Tohar. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that the Tomei Meis has to go to the mikveh three times. Has to go to the mikveh before Azor Shlishi, before Hazor Shvi, and then he has to go to the mikveh. That's the punchline. They're going to the mikveh is Matirin. Why does he have to go to the mikveh? So Rabbeinu Tam has Mishnayis like that. He proved Mishnayis in Megillah, Mishnayis in Parah like that. Why does he have to go to mikveh before Hazor Shlish and before Hazor Shvi? So Rabbeinu Tam says that's the Gemara. The Leka Hazor, Beloy Tfil. You can never have Hazor on the Guf Adam without first being Tovel in the mikveh. So the Gemara has it both been again to Hazoas Mei Parah on a person's body. Or hazor of a carbon. Here you have the hazor of the dam from the carbon. By Yizu Kal Ha'am, Gimiri Deleka Hazor Beloy Tfilah. So the Gemara says from this pasuk, you say, By Yizu Kal Ha'am, that all, even the single people had to go to mikveh. Everybody had to go to mikveh. The married people had a din, Al Tikshu Alisha, they had to be purish from their wives for 3 days, that there shouldn't be a problem of Polet to Sheikh Lazera. So that's in Parshas Yisro. And by Yisro Kal Ha'am, you see that everybody had to go to mikveh. So that's how the Gemara establishes all the dinim of Geiris. You need milah for the men, you need tefillah for the men and the women, and you need a korban. The korban is at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. And of course you need Kabbalah on mitzvah. If you don't have Kabbalah on mitzvah, so it doesn't get off the ground. The whole Geiris is meaningless. So when they said, Kol HaShadir B'Hashem Nasim and Ishma, that was the Kabbalah on mitzvah. You don't have to tell the Geir all the 613 mitzvahs. The Gemara says that we work with the Geir, we prepare the Geir in advance, and then when he's in the mikveh, up to his neck in the water, so then we review the Kabbalah's on mitzvah. He'll be in the mikveh for an hour and a half, the list of all the 613, he'll get pneumonia. He can't mention all the 613 mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, Modim osa mitzvahs mitzvahs kalos and mitzvahs mitzvahs chamuras. He mentioned some of the mitzvahs. You have to tell him in advance what he's getting himself into. You have to tell him the lots and lots of mitzvahs. But then when he's in the mikveh, when you do the actual Kabbalah on mitzvahs, you just give a sampling of the mitzvahs. The Ramban on Chumash thinks that that's what the Aseres Hadibros is all about. It's simply a modiyah mosa mitzvahs mitzvahs kalos or mitzvahs mitzvahs chamuras. We're still trying to figure out which are the mitzvahs kalos. Kibbut Aviyem is one of the most difficult. Sachman is very difficult. Maybe Lasignav. Maybe Lasignav is easy, I don't know. Ramban claims that the Aseres Hadibros is just a random sampling. Modim osa mitzvahs mitzvahs kalos and mitzvahs mitzvahs chamuras. Because the Ramban holds that the Maimon HaSinai, there is a machlokes hatanoim in the Mechilta and as Machlekes Rashi in the Ramban, which opinion makes more sense? Unusual. So the Ramban thinks that it makes more sense to adopt the position that the Maimon HaSinai was before the Geirus, and the proclamation of the Aseres HaDibros was the Kabbalas on Mitzvahs. There was Modim also Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Kalas, and Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Chamuras. According to the Ramban, Maimon HaSinai was for the Goyim. We weren't Jewish yet. Maimon HaSinai, we had a Kedushas Yisrael, but we weren't fully. We didn't have the full Kedushas Yisrael. The Maimon HaSinai was really for non-Jewish people to serve as the Kabbalah, Hoidoas HaMitzvahs, to be able to be Mizgar. And Rashi adopts the other position, that the Maimon HaSinai was after the Geiris was all finished already. They already did the Milah and the Tefillah, and then they had the Maimon HaSinai. So the Maimon HaSinai was to the Jewish people. They said, Nasa V'Nishma, that was the Kabbalah HaMitzvah. Maimon HaSinai was a Derech of Liman HaTorah. The Rebbe Shalom wanted to break us in to show us how you're supposed to transmit Torah to others. And we learn out, just like the Torah was given to HaSinai, Be'emu B'yir B'reses V'ziyah, so too in the future generations, when we teach the Torah to others, it should be Be'emu B'yir B'reses V'ziyah. So it's a machlekes HaTanoim in the Mechilta, and a machlekes Rashi in the Ramban, which, it's a strange machlekes, which Tana they think makes more sense. But that the Maimon HaSinai preceded the Geirus, and Maimon HaSinai followed the Geirus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally had the plan that the Maimon HaSinai is going to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just going to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm going to reveal myself to you. And the Klal Yisrael will watch while I speak to you. But the Dibur of the Aseres HaDibros will not be to Bnei Yisrael, the Dibur will be to Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the original plan. Vayagin Moshe is Divrei Ha'amel Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu gives back a message from the people to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What was the message? So it doesn't say in the Chumash. The Rashi quotes from the Tanaim. Ritzoneinu liras es malkeinu. Rashi says, Es Divrei Ha'amel Hashem tshuva al dover zeh shamayte mehom. Shuritzoneinu liyishma mimcho. They don't want that you should talk to me in their presence. And I should tell them up. They want the Maimon HaSinai should be directly to them. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, Im Kein Hadavar. If that's what they want, that they want I should speak to them directly, then everybody has to go to Mikveh. There can't be a Balkeri, a Palati Sheikh Lazar if I'm going to talk to them directly. That's what the Biskura points out, this Rashi. Rashi is quoting it from the Tanoim, that the plan of Maimon HaSinai was changed. The original plan was going to be HaKadosh Baruch is just going to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu in the presence of the Tzibur. And when Moshe Rabbeinu relayed the message from the Bnei Yisrael, it's an enu liris es malkeinu. We want to hear directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, "Im kein, if they want me to give the dibur directly to them, then everybody has to prepare." The preparation consisted of that they were perish menu isha for 3 days. That wasn't the fact that the married people had to go to mikveh and so on. That was because the dibur was going to be directly to them. That wasn't because of the geiris. The geiris was that everybody had to go to mikveh because of the geiris. This was because the plan was changed. According to the original plan, there wouldn't have been a problem. The married people wouldn't have to be parish for 3 days if the Ribbono Shel Olam would have spoken to Moshe Rabbeinu in the presence of the people. But because the plan was changed, because Bnei Yisrael requested, they want to have the Aseres HaDibros should be spoken to them, directed to them directly. So that's why the married people had to be the Kidashtam Hayom Amacha V'chipsu Sim Loisam.
But I understand, if they're going to have to go to the
Mikra
because of Geirus anyway, so why do they have to go twice?
No, they had to be parish for 3 days. The priesthood for 3 days, that was because of the Palet and Sheikh Vazera. So that's only because the plan was changed. If they would not have changed the plans, everybody would go to mikveh. A ger needs to go to mikveh, not because of Balkeri, and not because of Palet and Sheikh Vazer, because of a gerus.
So you're saying the mikveh is not the finish, it's the priesthood.
Yeah, that was changed. The priesthood was changed. The mikveh, everybody would have required mikveh anyway, because of the geirus, based on the other din, based on the other pasuk. We mentioned, I think, that the Torah Shlema quotes the Karoim who interpreted that on Shabbos, it says we should be Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekatsho, we should be Mekadosh the day of Shabbos. Here it says V'kidashtem Hayom HaMachar. V'kidashtem means Prisha Min Ha'isha. So the Karoim came up with a Chiddush that you have to be Purish from your wife on Shabbos. That's part of Kedushas HaShabbos. So the Tanoim didn't like this in a big way. They made up their own Zereshav, made up their own interpretations. So the Tanoim said that that's not so, that the Tashmish Amit is Mutar on Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara suggests, the Gemara recommends that Oynes Talmud Chacham is Meleil Shabbos, Leleil Shabbos, Davka on Shabbos. When people are younger and they're interested in having children, so you have to have Oyno when the woman is able to conceive. When people are older, and they're not going to have children anyway, so then some of the Mekubalim say that one should try to observe Tashmish Amit only on Shabbos, not on the weekdays. They're not holding by having children. So this was all against the Karoim. So it could be that not only the Karoim, it could be that in the days of the Gemara also, that this was the Tzdukim. The Karoim had a lot of things that they carried over from the Tzdukim. The Christians also had a lot of things that they carried over from the Tzdukim as Manabais. So that's what Rabbi Mendel Kasha points out in the Torah Shlema. He says it could be that this position that the Gemara takes, the Ranis Talmud Chacham, Melel Shabbos, was an emphasis, L'hoitzi Milibam Shel Tzdukim. Maybe the Tzdukim held the same as the Karoim, that the Kedusha Shabbos requires that one should be Purish Meyishtoi, which is not correct, which is not true. The Rabbanu Shalom prohibited Bnei Yisrael from climbing up on Har Sinai. Even behemoths were not permitted to go up on Har Sinai. The Gemara in Sanhedrin in the first parak refers to it as Ashur Sinai. If Ashur did go, it says in behemoth mish lo yichya, there would be chayiv skilo. Kol nageh bohar mos yumas. In behemoth mish lo yichya, where the behemoth are a person. So the Gemara has a suffix, Ashur Sinai bekama. Do you need a bezna of 23, or is it enough a bezna of 3? How much of the bezin do you need? We have a pasuk that indicates kemisa sabano kachnis hashor. It says asher yisokal the gam bo'al of yumas in parshas mishpatim and next week, etc. So the Gemara learns that from that pasuk that there's a hekish that mentioned in the same pasuk one next to the other asher yisokal the gam bo'al of yumas kemisa sabano kachnis hashor ma misa sabano mechav gimel af misa hashor bechav gimel. That's the first mishnah in Sanhedrin. And you have such a similar pasuk also by Ashur, Haraveh v'Hanirva, also v'harakta se'ishaves ha'peima tarogu. So the din nefashis of the Ashur is written in the pasuk right next to the din nefashis of the Adam. So that's a hekesh. So the Gemara had a suffix: is that a local din in Shara Niskal, Shaharagas Adam, and Shara Niskal? That's a Haraveh v'Hanirva, or is it a din in general that just like din nefashis of Adam is Chav Gimel, so too din nefashis of behemoth is Chav Gimel. It might have Gemina, but it's a local din here, local din, because you have a Hekish by Sharon Niskal, Shahar Gesodim, you have a Hekish by Sharon Niskal, that's Raveh Venirva. So maybe it's two separate dinim, or should I say no, Atzad HaShavash HaBem, you establish that the Klal is that that's called din nefashis. So the Nafkemina will be, what about Shor Sinai Bikama? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, yes, that Shor Sinai needed Chav Gimel. That's why you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin. So the Rambam writes, the din in the Fashis is Bechav Gimel, where the din in the Fashis shall Adam, or din in the Fashis shall Shor. The Rambam understood that that was the Maskanas Agimar, that din in the Fashis of Shor, it's a general din. It's not a local din, a separate din in Shor Niskal, Shor Adam, and a local din in Shor Niskal by Revea Benirva, and a separate din by Shor Sinai. It's one universal din, one general din, that din in the Fashis of the Shor also needs Chav Gimel. The Rishonim ask on that Gemara. What is the Gemara asking? Shor Sinai Bikama. It's a Maida Havahavi. It was once in the history of the world. It never repeated itself. So it's a difficult, it's a strange Gemara. Why the Gemara declares about that? It was once in the history of the world and it never repeated itself. The Rishonim understand based on the Midrashim that Maamid HaSinai was like a chasana between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael. In Shir HaShirim, the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael is described like a love between a husband and a wife. And just like we have a halacha that ishti kigufa and bal ki ishtoi, that a husband and a wife, the Ravid says, is more than a relative. It's considered ishti kigufa. It's considered like a baldover. That's the Ravid shita and pagina dibura. You only say pagina dibura by baldover. And by a bal ishta, that's also considered baldover, because ishti kigufa. So too, the Zohar has such a comment that the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel is a kutsha bericha v'Yisrael is chad, like bal ki ishta. So this was accomplished on the occasion of Maamar Hasina. That was the marriage between Bnei Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Pasuk says, Vayotze Moshe Sa'om likras o'elokim. So Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, from the Tanoim, Magin Shashchini Yotze likrasom, Gechosen Hayotze likras hakala. Zeu Shenema Hashem Yisinai Bo. Lenema Lissinai Bo. Hashem Yisinai Bo. The Shechina was there and he went out to greet the Kala. The Maamar Hasina was like the Nisuin, and there already was an erison from before. The Rabbanu Shlomo already chose the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, so the erison was there already, and the Maamar Hasina was completing the marriage. So that's why Vayotze Moshe Sam Likras Olakim, and they saw were going towards Hasina, and the Shechina came towards them. Gechosen Hayotze Likras Kala. Some people introduce such a practice. Some Svardim have such a practice by a wedding, that the chosen, usually the practice, the chosen marches down the aisle first, then the kala comes afterwards. And when the kala is about to come under the chuppah, so the chosen goes out to greet the kala. The pashtus says that it doesn't make any sense because they're not even married yet. They're just engaged. That's not a chosen ayetze likras kala. Chosen ayetze likras kala means if they have erisin already, it's his wife. So he goes to greet his wife to complete the marriage, to complete it, to make it into nisuin. The Gemara says on Leil Shabbos, the Gemara in Bava Kama says that on Leil Shabbos, there were Amoraim, he used to go out to greet the coming of the Shabbos, like a Chosen Hayotze Likras HaKalam. So the Maharshon, the Chidush Agoda, quotes these sources, Hashem Yisinai Bo, and Likras Elokim, these sources. And Maamar HaSinai was traditionally considered the Chasen of Bnei Yisrael. That's why the Maharam Rutenberg is quoted in the Tashbeitz, not in the Tshuvas HaTashbeitz, in a small sefer, the Tashbeitz, like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So he quotes that all the Minhagim of the Chasana are based on Maamar HaSinai. So just like on the occasion of Maamar HaSinai, they were Kodesh HaBrokim, so too you have to have the Stolen Abim, when they play music, it's like thunder. It's not like an orchestra. It has to be Koilos. And Brokim, the meaning is that you go, you march with candles. You march with candles. This is Zecha L'Maamar HaSinai. Also, some say that that's the reason why the Chosin says Torah, because the Rabbanu Shlom said Torah at HaSinai. The Chosin should say Torah also. Soloveitchik thought that the meaning that the Chosin says Torah before the wedding is based on the mitzvah of Simcha. That it says that on Tisha B'Av one is not permitted to learn because learning is misameach, b'kuri Hashem misharim misamchei lev, and one is not on Tisha B'Av one is not supposed to be in a state of simcha. We assume that that's the same reason why an ovil and shiva is not allowed to learn. Tosfos has two opinions about that. Are they the same din or are they two different dinim? Because the Gemara says that on Tisha B'Av one is not allowed to learn except for hilchas Tisha B'Av advarim harom shebiyirmiyo. Or Hilchas Avelus, you're allowed to learn. So Tosfos has two opinions in Ma'id Katan, that these Haterim apply also to the middle of Shiva or not. So some say, no, they're two distinct dinim, two different dinim. The Kuri Hashem Yishar Mesam Chelev is the marker for Iser Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. And the marker for the Iser Talmud Torah by the Ovel is based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel HaNavi to observe Avelus, and he tells him, Hey, Onik Dom. Dom means you should keep still, you shouldn't talk and learn. So Tosfos has one opinion. You're not allowed to talk and learning in Shiva, even in Hilchas Avelus, even in Dvarim HaRoim Shebiyirmiyah. But the accepted opinion is not so. The accepted opinion is that the Heterim, to learn the Dvarim HaRoim Shebiyirmiyah, and Hilchas Avelus, and Hilchas Tishba Mesoan, the Heterim apply also to Shiva, because they're both based on the same thing. Pikur Hashem Shem Sam Chelev, and those dinim, Hilchas Avelus, and Dvarim HaRoim Shebiyirmiyah, are not Besameach. So just like we say that when one is in the state of Avelus, one is not allowed to do a Dover HaMesamech, namely learn Torah. So too, when one is in the state of Simcha, on Yontif or the Chosin, he's supposed to have a Chi of Simcha, so you should dafke, you should learn. And then the Rambam writes in Hilchas Yontif, that on Yontif we have a mitzvah of Simcha, so the Simcha shouldn't only be we should eat, drink, and make merry We should celebrate on our own. The Rambam says the higher form of simcha is to be misameach other people, to be misameach as ha'um lolim, those unfortunate people that don't have. So the Rambam writes that to give tzedakah and yamin tayvim is a special mitzvah. Samach data v'alevi v'ager v'yasam amon o'shebikibecha. The Torah calls it v'samachto. The way you should be mekayim simcha is to be misameach the other people. So if one has a chiyuv simcha, what better way is there to be misameach? One way is to give tzedakah to anit. Another way to be misameach others is to tell them divrei Torah, because b'kudei Hashem Yisrael misamchei leih. So that's why Shulchan Aruch says the minig is that the chassan has a chiyuv to get an aliyah in the middle of Shivas Yimei Mishta, because the one who gets the aliyah, Bizman HaGemara, would be the one who would lain, and he would be malamed Torah to the tzibur. And even though Bizman HaZeh, the practice is that we have a balkari, the balkari does the laining, but using the principle, relying on the principle of Shemei Koine, is considered as if the Oila La Torah is laning this Sedra. As if the Oila La Torah is being malamed Torah to the tzibur. So the chassan has a chiyuv to get an aliyah, that he should be malamed Torah to the tzibur. And that's the chassan says at Dvar Torah, at the Sheva Brachas, or at the chassan's tish, to be misameach the others. That's part of the chiyuv simcha, to be misameach the others. So all the minhagim of the chassan are based on Maimon Hasina. Some of the Rishonim, quite a few Rishonim say that when a couple is happily married, so they celebrate their wedding anniversary every year. So when people are just newlywed, so they celebrate their wedding anniversary every month. They got married on Tu B'Shvat, so Tu B'Adar and Tu B'Nissan, every month they celebrate. And if a couple is really crazy about each other, so they got married on a Tuesday night, so they celebrate every week. Every Tuesday night they celebrate their anniversary. So that's, we're so crazy about our marriage with the Rabbanu Shalom, so every Shabbos we celebrate our anniversary, because the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, Hakol Moedim, that the Torah, Maimon HaSinai was on Shabbos. Hakol Moedim means it's a Machleg Zabiyosi Nechachamim, where the Maimon HaSinai was on Hei Sivan or Vav Sivan. We have Yontav Rishon is Hei Sivan and Yontav Sheni is Vav Sivan. So we have both, but the Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanaim. The original Maimon HaSinai was in a Hasid and Babasid. The Gemara says this, they all agree, whenever it was, it was on Shabbos. So that's what a lot of Rishonim say, that every Shabbos we celebrate our anniversary because we're so excited over the marriage with the Rabbeinu Shalom. So we're celebrating the Maimon HaSinai every week. That's how the Rishonim explained the Nusach HaTfilo. Yismach Meish Matas Chalkikam. Why do we talk about the Shnei Luchos Zavarim? So a lot of Rishonim say, because on Shabbos, one of the things that we're celebrating is the anniversary of our marriage with the Rabbanu Shalom. Remember, someone mentioned this to Rav Soloveitchik, and they didn't say that the Rishonim say. They told him that Franz Rosenzweig writes like that. He was a Baal Tshuva who wrote a book on Jewish thought. He has a lot of funny ideas about Jewish thought, that the Magen David is so essential to the Jewish thought, and the 6 points of the Magen David, Aniker and Yahadus. That's a little bit humorous. But some of the things that he has, he got from authentic sources. Other things were chalaimus that he made up on his own. So when someone said it to Rav Soloveitchik, that Franz Rosenzweig said like that, so he said, that's ridiculous, that Shabbos we celebrate Maimon HaSinai. And that's why he said, Yismach Moshe. He said, no. So he said, over Pshat in the name of Rab Chaim, this is printed in the Mipi HaShmuas, before he had said it is printed, that in the davening we want to emphasize the fact that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with the Jewish people on all the 613 mitzvahs. But there were certain mitzvahs that are singled out that there was a special bris, like bris milah. So the mitzvah bris milah is nichrus ala yud gimel brisus, the Gemara says. So bris, the mitzvah milah is singled out that that's a psanoisa bris, that's something special. So the Chachamim apparently understood that the shnei luchas ha'avonim was shnei luchas ha'bris. So what does that mean, that the luchas ha'bris? The Pashup Shat is, they quote from the Vilna Gaon, let's say a boy falls in love with a girl and he gives her an engagement ring. Or they get married, he gives her a wedding ring. Or the girl loves the boy, so she gives him a chosim watch, or whatever, they give something to each other. So that object is a physical representation of their love for each other. So that's an ois habris. So the Shnei Luchos HaBris were like the engagement ring or the marriage band that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Jewish people. That's an Ois HaBris. He made a bris with the Jewish people. And the Shnei Luchos are the Ois HaBris. That's the Pashup Shat. That's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon. So Rav Soloveitchik said it means something more than that. It means that these mitzvahs that are singled out over here, just like bris milah singled out, as both of the other 612 mitzvahs, that the mitzvah milah was nichrusu ala yud gimel brises, a separate bris in connection with milah. So the aseres hadibris have a separate bris with them, as opposed to all the other 603 mitzvahs, 602. Bris milah is not mentioned in the aseres hadibris, that has a bris, and the aseres hadibris have a bris in connection with them. So we want to mention in the davening, that Shabbos is one of the mitzvahs that has a bris. And then we say, and it says the same in the Chumash, that in connection with Shabbos there's a bris. But you're not just quoting another pasuk that the mitzvah of Shabbos appears in Chumash. It appears in Chumash so many other times. So what do you only quote? It's in Aseres Adim, Zechen Kasav, Zerasech, Shabbos, and Yisrael, Shabbos. Why do you quote this pasuk? Another 35 pasukim where it speaks about Shabbos. The answer is no. This pasuk says, Bris Olam. The pasuk says, in Mishamru, that Shabbos is singled out as a mitzvah that had a separate Krisis Bris, over and above the general Krisis Bris that was made in connection with all of the Tariag mitzvahs, Bichlal Lusam. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik heard from his grandfather, Rav Chaim, that the reason why we mention Maimon HaSinai in the davening is not so much that every Shabbos we're celebrating our wedding anniversary, every week we're celebrating our wedding anniversary with the Baruch Shalom and Hakol Moedim that the Maimon HaSinai was on Shabbos, but rather we mention Maimon HaSinai to speak of the significance and the importance of Shabbos, that Shabbos has a separate bris. And that's why the Aseres HaDibris are called Luchos HaBris. These Aseres HaDibris had a separate Krisis Bris in connection with them. The Gemara and Yuma understands by Dab Hashem al Moshe Lemor that the word Lemor doesn't mean and the Lord speak unto Moses saying. And in modern Hebrew, you would just put a colon there. You would leave out the whole word Lemor. So the Gemara understands with Dab Hashem al Moshe Lemor li Yisrael. That if not for the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave Moshe Rabbeinu permission to say over the din to Bnei Yisrael, he would have had to understand that this is said to him in confidence, all the din, and he wouldn't be allowed to share the din with anybody else. So every so often the Gemara, the Midrashim, will find a pasuk that says Lamar, and you can't interpret it otherwise. Lamar just means saying, like Vayida Yankef Neda Lamar, Yilakimi Maris. What does it mean Lamar over there? So the Medrash says Lamar the Yisrael, Lamar the Dairus. That it's a mitzvah lead of the Esar. So what's over here? By Dabra Lakim is Kolah Dvarim Ha'ele Lamar, Nochi Hashem Elokech. How can you reinterpret over here Lamar? So the Mechilta says Lamar means, Dabra Lakim is Kolah Dvarim Ha'ele. Lamar means to evoke a response from Bnei Yisrael. When the Rabbanu Shel Olam recited each one of the Aseres HaDibros, the Bnei Yisrael responded at the end with Maskin. We accept it. They didn't just make one Kabbalah Nasav and Ishma and just stand there and Shemea Kaina. Tosis and Brochas points out that Shemea Kaina was employed over here. So when the people were listening to the Rabbanu Shel Olam proclaiming the Aseres HaDibros, it was considered as if they were also participating. Shemea Kaina. Because the Balkeri's Muta Lahara B'divrei Torah is only also the Daba B'divrei Torah. So here wasn't it only hearer? They're not speaking, the Rabbanu Shel Olam is speaking. So Tyson says, no, Shemea Kaina, that's considered as if the Tzibur were also participating, as if they're also saying. So the Pasuk Lema means they shouldn't just stand there and be Yotze with Shemea Kaina. Lema means that they had to respond. Exactly how did they respond? So the Tanoim have a Machlekes and the Mechilta, did they respond al hen hen valav hen, or al hen hen valav lav? When the Rabbanu Shel Olam said, Anochi Hashem Lekecha, they all said, yes. When he said, did they say yes or did they say no? Did they say yes or did they say no? We're not going to do that. Did they say yes? We're mekabel that. It's a little unclear what exactly is the machlokes, whether they responded al lav lav or they responded al lav hen. So the Ragachava has a whole fantastic interpretation on this. he says the two Tanoim who have this machlokes are Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. And Baba Kama, there's a din that a short time pays chatzin nezik migufo. So there's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. What does it mean migufo? Rabbi Akiva understands yuchla tashor, that the maishor tam made a hezek, so you become, after the hezek occurs, you become a shutta for maishor tam automatically. And let's say the hezek was $1,000 and $500 is chatzi nezek, and maishor is worth a certain amount of money, so you now own part of maishor or all of maishor, depending how much the chatzi nezek is. Yuchla tashor le'nizek, we become shutvim automatically. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees and he says, no. Yusham hashor, you assess the value of the shor. The Baal hashor has to pay the chatzi nezik, the dmei hanizik into the nizik, but he doesn't have to pay in excess of the value of the shor. And even if, let's say, the shor is worth $1,000,000, and the chatzi nezik, there is what to pay, but then the shor runs away, or drops dead, gets a heart attack, and now it's worthless, so then the Baal hashor doesn't have to pay. He only has to pay to the extent that the shor is here. Once the shor disappears, he doesn't have to pay. It's only Yusham HaShor. So the Ragachava thinks that this machlokes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel, but the Yuchlat HaShor, Yusham HaShor, indicates their shita in general regarding the nature of the Dina HaTorah. Rabbi Akiva, whose opinion we do accept, Yuchlat HaShor, Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that the Dina HaTorah can change the Metzias. So when your shor is Masik Mi and the Halacha says you have to pay, the Halacha declares that we become Shutfim now. I never gave you the shor. Automatically, the Halacha says half of my part of my shor belongs to you. Rabbi Shmuel says no. The dina haTorah, dina manegavra. It's not a dina nechevtzah. It's not that it's mishana nechevtzah. So he thinks that this is the machlekes over here, where the Bnei Yisrael responded al hen hen, val lav hen, or al lav lav. Did they respond al lav lav? We're not going to do that. And he said gavra. Did they respond al lav hen? Yes. When the Ribbono Shel Olam proclaimed loisinov. So they said, yes, they became an Issa Chefza. Are the Dina HaTorah an Issa Chefza or Dina HaTorah Issa Gavra? So he suggests that this is the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel by Yuchla Tashor, and this is what they're fighting about over here, the same two Tanaim, Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. Halacha L'maizeh, it's a Machlokes in Yerideya, two opinions in the Chaber in Yerideya, quoting a Tshuvas HaRashbo, whether Issuri Torah or Issuri Gavra or Issuri Chefza. The Ran and the Dorim quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that there generally there is a din of Einisa Chalalisa, but there are exceptions to the rule. But if the second Isa is more inclusive, more encompassing than the first Isa, so the Ran quotes the Yerushalmi that if a person took a shvua not to eat a bag of potato chips, then he takes a neder, the potato chips are osur alai, so a neder is chal on top of the shvua, because a neder adds an added dimension of Isa Chepze which wasn't there before. When he took Kishvud, there was only an Issa Gavra. When he makes a neder, he's adding an Issa Chepza that wasn't present before. If the reverse, at first he took a neder, that potato chips should be Osra Lai, but then he takes a Shvud, he's not going to eat the potato chips. And when he took the neder, there was already both an Issa Gavra and an Issa Chepza. You can't just have an Issa Chepza without an Issa Gavra. What do you mean? The Chepza is also to be eaten. The Chepza is potato chips. It means you have an Issa Chepza with an Issa Gavra. Then if you take a Shvuah on top of the neder, you're not adding any new dimension that wasn't present already from before. So that's the Ran and the Dorim. I think it's on Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph. That a neder is chal on top of a Shvuah. Shvuah is not chal on top of a neder. So based on that, the Rashbo and the Tshuva has two opinions. And the Chabad quotes Yeshem and Yeshem, two opinions. What if a person takes a neder not to eat chazan, not to eat nevela, not to eat basa b'cholov? Do you assume that all Yisuri Torah are Yisuri Chepze? So taking a neder is not adding any additional dimension of Yisra that wasn't present already from before. And if they had an Yisra Chepze with an Yisra Gavra, the neder does not add anything new. Or should I say no, that all Yisuri Torah are Yisuri Gavra? The only thing that's Yisra Chepze is neder. The only thing is neder. That's a little strange. You have to explain that. Why should neder be the singled out? Neder is Mohammed and everything else. Neder is the only thing that's Issa Chepze. So that's what they explain in the yeshivas. Hegdish is Issa Chepze. The original Issa Chepze is Hegdish. Hegdish is properties in the Chepze. It's endowed with Kedusha. And neder, the Iker and neder is Bahatvasa. The Iker din of neder is, I say, this should be also like Hegdish. So since Hegdish is in is Kedusha and Chepze, and in Ika and Neder is Bahatvasa, so maybe only Hekdish and Neder are the two Yisurim that are Yisur Chepze, and everything else is Yisur Gavra. So that's two days in Shulchan Aruch Halacha L'maisa. So the Ragachava suggests that maybe this is the Machloikis, whether Al Hen Hen Valav Hen or Al Lav Lav. Why does it say Kol? By Dabalakim is Kol Hadvarim Ha'ela Leimar. Kol is usually a ribui. So the Gemara in Chagiga, here the Torah Tmim quotes in Gemara Chagiga, Dav Gimel Amud Beis, comments that kol means to be marbe divrei ha'isrim and divrei ha'matirim. That this pasuk teaches us that elu v'elu divrei l'kimchai. A lot of times the other machlokes hatanoi, and even though machlokes and halach, and even though we accept one sheet halach and ma'isa, but the others are also divrei l'kimchai. And one is in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even if you spend time to learn Shitas Beishamai. Because it's also Divrei Elokim Chayim. It's included in Vaydabar Elokim as Kol Advarim Ha'Ela. The Rambam has a machlokes with the halachas gedolos. He has quite a few machlokes in regarding the minyan mitzvahs. The Rambam is not the first one, even is not the last one who tried to make a listing to try to determine which are the taryag mitzvahs at Torah. So the Rambam writes, he thinks the halachas gedolos made a mistake. He doesn't count Anochi Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah. He says, of course it's a mitzvah. The Gemara says that. We know there are 613 mitzvahs because of the gematria Torah Tzivolon Moshe Marosha Kehilas Yaakov Torah the gematria 611. So the 611 mitzvahs are given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu Torah Tzivolon Moshe, and Anochi V'Leiyelucho are the two that were given directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 611 plus two adds up to 613. That's the Gemara in the end of Makkos. So the Rambam says you see beferes that Anochi V'Leiyelucho are the two missing mitzvahs that adds up with the 611 to make it 613. So the Rambam is masik on the halachas gedolos. Why didn't he count Anochi Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah? The Ramban points out in the minyan, the Ramban happens to agree with the Rambam, but he's upset why the Rambam makes fun of the halachas gedolos. A lot of times the Ramban agrees with the Sefer Hamor in his Hasogas on the Rif, but he's upset why the Baal HaMor just dismissed the Rif with such with such sharp lishinus, and he will often defend a position that he doesn't agree with, just in order to show that there's room for the other opinion also. The Ramban writes in the introduction to the Malchamas, to his commentary on the Rif, that learning Talmud is not like trigonometry. You can't have rigorous proofs for anything. You can always give a teretz. When you have a stira, usually there'll be a way to reinterpret that gemara. There are no rigorous proofs like in mathematics. It's not like Tishboris. So a lot of times, here the Ramban himself agrees with the Rambam. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is mitzvah number one. But he says he can understand the halachas gedolos. He can understand the shita. How can God command us to believe in Him? If you don't believe in God, so there's no mitzvah. So there's no one to command you. So there's no mitzvah then. If there's no mitzvah, there's no mitzvah. So it doesn't make sense that Anochi Hashem Elokecha should be counted as a mitzvah. But the Ramban himself does agree. So Ramban says the Bahagan Saranoch Hashem Elokecha is the introduction to the mitzvahs. That's the premise. And he quotes a medrash that Moshel Melech, that the Melech comes to Medina and the citizens in the Medina request of the Melech that he should give them laws. So the king says, first you have to accept me as your king. If you'll accept me as your king, so then I'll be able to make laws. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, if you'll accept that I am God, I'm the boss, so then I'll give you a 630 mitzvah. But you can't say that the first mitzvah is to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech. That's the preamble. That's the introduction to all of the 630 mitzvahs. So the Ramban understands why the Bahag didn't want to count Anochi as a mitzvah, but he himself does agree with the Ramban. He thinks that it is a mitzvah. It's a good argument. So what is the nature of the mitzvah? So we usually assume Avachon of Asman has an essay about this in a small sefer on Hashkofen. So he thinks that we know historically that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to our forefathers on the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Maamin HaSinai. So we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not a mitzvah to believe in God, it's rather a mitzvah not to be Mesiach Das from this information. We have a lot of information in the back of our minds. We have a lot of information stored away in the back of our minds, and we don't think about it all the time. There are certain things that are in front of our eyes all the time. We're always thinking about that. Someone will ask you, what's your address? What's your phone number? You tell them right away. Someone asks you, what's your social security number? So some people will tell right away. I remember when I was a little boy, there's such a movie about the guy who was winning all the... on the quiz shows, he knew everything. He knew all the encyclopedias backwards and forwards. And any questions that they asked him on philosophy and on music and on science and history. He knew everything. So they didn't. Kept on winning more money. They didn't know how to get rid of him. How did they make him lose? So they finally realized that he's a little absent-minded. So they asked him, what's his social security number? So he didn't know. That he didn't know. So a lot of people, I don't know my social security number right away, but if I have to figure it out, so after a few seconds, it'll come back to me. It's not something that's foremost in my mind. So that's what Rabbi Chanan says. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not a mitzvah to believe in God. We know that God exists. We have a historical tradition from our forefathers. The mitzvah Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not to be mesiach das from this piece of information. It should always be in the forefront of our mind. We should always be thinking about the fact that Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Shivisei Hashem LeNegdi Sami. That's the first sif in Shulchan Aruch. We should always visualize as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in front of us, and all of our lives should be conducted accordingly. The Rambam, when he writes the mitzvah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, writes Leida, Sheyesham Bor Yemanik. What do you mean, Leida? So that's a dispute. There's a machlokes in Rishonim and in Achronim. What did the Rambam mean? Some interpret the Rambam Leida that we should go through philosophical, rigorous, logical proofs. Everyone has a mitzvah to go through the philosophical proofs to prove that God exists. And the Baal HaTanya does not understand it like that. He says, like it says, "Vayedo ha'adam eschaba ishtoy." What does it mean, "Vayedo ha'adam"? It doesn't mean logical, philosophical proofs. "Vayedo ha'adam" means that they were together, they had marital relations. So Leida means hischabrus. So Das Elokei Avicha, a pasuk Das Elokei Avicha means you should be mischaber with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Leida Sheyeshem Bor Yemani means this should be in the forefront of your mind. You should always be thinking about this. There's latent knowledge in the back of your mind, and then there's Yediyah. Yediyah means when a piece of information is so connected with my way of thinking that I'll always be aware of this piece of information. So that's how Rabbi Chanan says, and Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that's the mitzvah, not to be Mesiach Das, not to have a Hesach Hadas from this point of information. Leida Sheyesham Bor Yemani. The Gemara in the end of Masechah Shabbos suggests that the word Anochi is a Rashi Tevis. No Nafshik Sovis Yehovis. The Rabbi Shalom says, I wrote the Torah, and I wrote the Aseres Adibres, and I'm giving it to you, and by my giving you over the Torah, I'm giving you a description of my essence. The Torah is a description of Elokus. Not stam a collection, it is a collection of dinim also. All the dinim have to be observed, but in addition to serving as a collection of halachas, a sefer halacha, it's also Ano Nafshi Ksavis Yehovis. The Baruch Shalom wrote down a description of his essence and he gave it to the Jewish people, which should be able to understand what the Elokus is all about. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs poses a kashya. We don't really know what the answer is. The Gemara said, Torah Tzivalon HaMoshe, the Moshe Rabbeinu gave us 611 mitzvahs, and the Baruch Shalom gave us the other two mitzvahs, Anochi V'Liyir Lecha. How did the Chachamim know that Anochi V'Liyir Lecha is different from the others? You simply look through the psukim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking, L'Elohim Hachem Al Ponoi. It's clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Kel Kano. The Rebbe Shlom speaks. Then it says, "Lo sisa Hashem Hashem alakecha l'ashav." Doesn't say "Lo sisa Shmi l'ashav." It's starting from the third mitzvah, "Lo sisa." That's already Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. "Kilo inaka Hashem." You should say "Kilo anake esa sheisa shmo." So the first two, "Anochi v'liyilcha," are written in the lashon that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is speaking, and the other dibros are written in a language that Moshe Rabbeinu speaks. So the Ramban says, Akasha, and we don't know the answer. How can you say that Anochi v'liyilcha are the two missing mitzvahs, and the second dibur, v'liyilcha, there are four mitzvahs? V'liyilcha le'machem al-panay, v'sasa l'chafes v'chal t'muna, v'lishashtach v'lahem v'losu avdeh. The Rambam counts it as four mitzvahs. So how can you prove from this Gemara that Anochi is a mitzvah, but v'liyilcha should be counted as four mitzvahs, so it should really be five? So if Torah Tzivalon HaMoshe, Moshe Rabbeinu told us 611 mitzvahs, we should add on another five mitzvahs. He doesn't really give an answer on the kash. It's a very strong kash. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rekeach, that the Chachamim who composed the Nusach of Kaddish wanted to introduce 10 praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu corresponding connected to the 10 Aseres HaDibros. So because Anochi V'Li'eh Lecha were directly Mipi Agvur Shmainim, those were given directly, so that's why you have Yizgadal Yizgadasha, the first two separated from Yishtabach Yizpar V'Yisham V'Yisaseh Yisadah Yisaleh V'Saloh, the other 8. You have 8 and 2 is 10, and they're separated to indicate that the first two Dibros were more, were different from the others, more important that we heard them directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then the Rekech claims that the first two should be recited in Hebrew, Yizgadel V'Yizkadesh. Yizgadal V'Yizkadash is Aramaic. So he thinks that the first two Mishneh Berurah quotes like that. I mentioned this book by Rabbi Palyakov from Baltimore. So he writes that in all the yeshivas today, in all the Lithuanian yeshivas, they follow the Mishneh Berurah. So he says, but in Europe, that was in Lithuania, that was not the practice. He says, he doesn't think in any yeshiva in Lithuania, and he says in all of Lithuania, by the Balabatim, they didn't say Yizgadel V'Yizkadesh. Everybody said Yizgadal V'Yizkadash. They said everything in Aramaic. He has a lot of points. He says after the Holocaust, all the people from the yeshivas were killed. All the yeshivas were destroyed. So they had to start all over again. So they assumed, they look in the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah is going to record what the meaning was. He says, Anech Digitok, Mishneh Berurah doesn't correspond living or dead to what they did in Lithuania. Even in Radin, he says in Radin they didn't follow the Mishneh Berurah. He has a lot of points that he says. He's over 90. He says, in case I'm making a mistake, I consulted with other people. So they all say the same thing. That no one said, no one did this, and no one did that, no one did the other thing. These were not, a lot of the things in Mishneh Berurah don't correspond to the meaning of Lithuania. Who say you're not mechuyav to follow the meaning of Lithuania? Okay. But he says the Lithuanian yeshivas, they think that they're carrying over everything that was in Lithuania. He says, it's not true. That's not the way it was in Lithuania. Anyway, that's what the Mishneh Berurah quotes from the Rekech, that the 10 Lashainas of praise in the Kaddish correspond to the 10 Aseres HaDibros, and the first two are separated from the others because of Noche V'Li'eh Lecha Mipi HaGvura Shemayim. Ki Anochi Hashem Elokecha Kel Kano. What do you mean Kel Kano? A jealous God. Ki Kane Ishto. When a husband is jealous of his wife. His wife is a little too friendly with someone else. He's jealous. He thinks he's not happy. His wife is a little too friendly with someone else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kelkano. There's a marriage between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Bnei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a jealous lover. He doesn't want us to display an interest in any other religion. Not that it's competition for him. The whole thing is a joke. The Pasuk says, Yosha B'Shemayim Yisrak Hashem Yilag Lamay. The Ribbono Shel Olam is laughing his head off over there. Well, what does he care? Worshiping Avodah Zarah. The whole thing doesn't mean anything to him. You want to worship Avodah Zarah? Do whatever you want. But it's bad for society. People are going to worship Avodah Zarah. It'll destroy the whole civilization. You have such a parsha in the end of Parsha Emor. It says by the Megadeth. Megadeth cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know whether they're supposed to punish him or not. The Ribbono Shel Olam is laughing. The guy's Megadeth. So he doesn't deserve any punishment at all. He doesn't deserve. He didn't know what to do. So the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, you read at the end of Parsha Emor, Maka Behemo Yishalmena, Maka Yodam Yumas. And then he says, and what is Megadeth as Hashem gets Misum? What did he tell him? Maka Behemo Yishalmena, Maka Yodam Yumas. That he knew already. He didn't know whether Megadeth is Chai Misum. So Rabbi Hirsch writes in his commentary over there, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know whether the Megadeth deserves a punishment or not. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Yosha B'Shamayim Yitzchak. He's laughing at this. He laughs at people who worship Avodah Zarah. How stupid they are. How foolish they are. It's a Purim spiel. So the question was, should he punish the Megadeth? So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I gave punishments in accordance with how severe the aver is. Maka Behema doesn't get the death penalty. Maka Behema Yishamena. Maka Odom, you kill a person, you must. And one is Megadeth es Hashem is considered a very serious avera, extremely serious avera, and he gets skila. Why? As far as I'm concerned, the whole thing is a joke, but it's going to ruin the whole society, it's going to ruin the whole civilization. So here also, the Ribbono Shel Olam is described as a kel kano, not that he really feels bad, he feels hurt, he's laughing when a person worships Avodah Zarah. But the Ribbono Shel Olam knows that Avodah Zarah will destroy the world. You have to have the true religion, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makbid, Altif Noel Hu Elilim, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk. Altif Noel Hu Elilim doesn't only mean La'ovdom, to worship them. Altif Noel Elilim, not to be pointed to Avodah Zarah, to display any interest whatsoever. You have over here in the vicinity, you have the cloisters. Some Jewish people like to go visit the cloisters to see. It's a church that was moved over from Europe. So some people like to visit. It's no longer used as a church. So they like to visit to see what a church is like. So the Baruch Shalom is unhappy about that. He doesn't want us to display an interest, any interest whatsoever, in anything that has to do with another religion. One thing will lead to another. And he doesn't, he's makpid about that. To enter a church, of course it's us. So the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to walk with 10 dollar arms to the entrance of the church. To enter the church, of course it's us. It's just the question, is it Yehor Glayam? What if I wanted, the only way for me to save my life is by entering into a church? So that's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe the Yisr is so severe, maybe even Pikuach Nefesh is not Deich. Does not mean, people mistranslate the pasuk. People think that it refers to mentioning the name of God in vain. Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatolah, to mention God's name in vain, is a different Isur. The Gemara says in Tmura, beginning of Tmura, that's an Isur of Moira Hashem. Moira Hashem requires of us that we shouldn't mention Shem Shamayim unnecessarily. That's an Isur Esei, but this pasuk is a Lois Esei. The Lois Isur refers to Lashov, means not Loseime. The Targum Oklan says Loseime, Loshen Shvua. You're not allowed to swear a Shvua Shov. Shvua Shov is a person swears that the sun is shining outside. Everyone looks outside, you see the sun is shining. Or a person swears on something that's obviously not true. He swears that it's dark outside. Everybody looks outside, you see it's not dark. Either he swears Lashanos is Hayadua or Lames is Hayadua. He swears that I swear that we're all in New York. Everybody knows we're in New York. Well, we just landed by plane, and you don't know where you are. Everybody knows we're in New York. So if you swear on something that everyone knows is true, or you swear on something that everyone knows is not true, that's called the Shva Shov. But then the pasuk continues, Ki lo yinak Hashem, it says Sheisa Shmoy Lashov, and the Gemara finds it difficult. Why is it repeated? Ki lo yinak Os Hashem. What is that? That's what you're talking about. The last phrase is redundant. So the Targum Onkelos comments, Lashav, Lashav, Menimi Lashav, Tenehi Winya Lashaker. That the first time it says, Loisisa Shem Shamakach Lashav, goes on Shva Shav. And the second time, it doesn't really refer to Shav, it refers to Issa Sheker. Issa Sheker means, I swear that I don't owe you money. You know that I owe you the money, but the court doesn't know, the business doesn't know. So when I swear they don't owe you the money, they think I'm swearing the truth. Or I swear about something that I swear that I had milchiks last night for supper. You don't know whether I had milchiks or fleishiks. You don't know if it's true or not. So if it's not true, then it's an Isur Shua Sheker, if the person doesn't know. So this pasuk includes two prohibitions. It includes the Shua Shov, it includes the Shua Sheker. The Gemara speaks about this, that there's a hekesh between Shua Shov and Shua Sheker. There are two different types of Shua Sheker. A person swears, I will not eat potato chips today. Then he goes and eats potato chips. That's called the Shua Sheker. But at the time that he took the Shvua, it wasn't Yotze Mipiv LaSheker. When he'll eat the potato chips, then it'll be a Nisa. The Pasuk is speaking about the other kind of Sheker, that at the time that he said it, it was already Sheker. Yotze Mipiv LaSheker. The Gemara has Nafkeminis LaAlocha based on this assumption. The Gemara says, Ki lo yinake Hashem. The Gemara has a drasha. Usually, a lav shem amaisa, there's no malchus. And one of the exceptions to the rule is Shvua Sheker, because we darshan, we understand, Ki lo yinake Hashem bezul shalmaila e menakem osa. Bezul shalmata malkin osa u menakem osa. The bezul shalmata does give malchus for Shvua Sheker, even though the Yisur is only violated by speaking. He says, a shvua that I ate fleshiks last night, a shvua that I ate milchiks last night, whatever. And then it turns out that it was a lie. So that's really an avera violated ayde diba, should really be labeled as a lav shem amaisa. So this is an exception to the rule. Despite the fact that it's a lav shem amaisa, you still get malchus. That's the famous gemara in the beginning of Tmura. Rabbi Yochanan says that lav shem amaisa ain't like a molot chutz v'nishba meimar o'mekal chaver b'shem. There were three exceptions to the rule. The Rambam quotes that Gemara, that there were three exceptions to the rule. The Rambam is problematic, because the Gemara said, the Gemara backs out from that statement. The Gemara said there were only two exceptions to the rule. Because Meimar, making Tmura, is not really an exception to the rule. The Gemara says it really is a lav sheyesh ba maisa, because b'dibur is sabed maisa. By saying, harezu tachazu, it's nitfas and tmura. The tmura is chal. So that should really be on label, should have really been labeled as a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. So the Gemara backs out, and the Gemara says, you're right, there are only two exceptions to the rule. The Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds that there were three exceptions to the rule. The Rambam holds even though the Gemara first backs out, but you learn more Gemara, you see that it is an exception to the rule. That you get malchus for making tmura, even in the case where the tmura is not chal. Zochar's Yom Shabbos Lekatsha is the mitzvah to recite Kiddush. The Gemara understands that the word Zochor usually means to remember, and sometimes it means Lahazakir, to mention. So the Gemara understands Zochar's Yom Shabbos means to mention the day of Shabbos, to sanctify it, Lekatsho. Not you should remember the day of Shabbos to keep it holy. You should mention Kedushas Hayom and to be Mekadesh the Shabbos, Ayidei Kiddush. So the Gemara learns out from this pasuk that there's a mitzvah in our Torah to recite Kiddush, and the Gemara says even though it should really have been considered a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, women should have been exempt from Kiddush. This is an exception to the rule. The women are chai because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed the Aseres Adibus at Har Sinai, the Gemara says Zochah v'Shama b'di Berech Nema, they were both recited simultaneously. So just like the women are obligated to observe Shamar because Shamar is a loisese. Whenever it says Hishama Pen Vial, it has the status of a loisese. So loisese, even Zman Grama Noshem Achayovas. So Zachor, which was recited, the Vasachas, together with Shamar, even though it's a mitzvah sese, Shazman Grama, the women will be Mechuyiv also. So Mikra, then strictly speaking, women are just Mechuyiv as the men in reciting of Kiddush. A lot of people observe the din of Shamar, they observe the halacha not to do malacha on Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos means not to violate Kedusha Sayyam by doing malacha. So a lot of people will lay in bed all day long in their pajamas on Shabbos. They won't do malacha. They won't turn on the lights, they won't talk on the telephone, they won't carry, but they won't observe any mitzvah sesei of Shabbos. So the Chazal tell us, Zelch v'Shamar would give him b'di berechot. The purpose of the observance of the loises is in order to lead up to the essay. Of Zachar, and Zachar doesn't only mean so they'll say Kiddush and then go to sleep. No, Zachar includes more than that. You look in the Rambam, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, towards the end of Hilchas Shabbos. So the Rambam writes that there are four mitzvahs in connection with Shabbos, two in the Chumash, Zachar v'Shamar, and Shnaim Shenisparshu Ayidei HaNevim. That's the first line in Perek Lamed in Hilchas Shabbos. Arba dvarim nemru b'shabbos, shnayim min haTorah, shnayim min divrei seferim, v'heim mefurashim al yidei hanavim, shebatorah, the two in the Chumash of Zachar v'Shamar, shenisparshu al yidei hanavim, akibud v'yonik. Shenemru, the pasuk in Yeshayah says, v'karasa v'shabbos yonik, v'kadosh Hashem v'chubot. So what does it mean, shenisparshu al yidei hanavim? What does it mean, shenisparshu? You could push a question of translation. What does it mean? You could say, shenisparshu, that were pointed out. That the Navi Yeshaya spelled out these two. Rav Soloveitchik thought that it means something more than that. Shenis Parsha means that the Navi Yeshaya was interpreting a pirush that Kibud V'Yonig are included in Zohar. That the essay of Zohar doesn't only refer to Lahazakir, to mention Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos. The essay includes also the Kibud V'Yonig. That Shabbos should be a special day. Ramban HaChumash writes that this is the Pshat in Shabbosom. Ramban quotes from the Tanoim that how do you visualize Shabbos? How do you visualize Shabbos if there's not Minatur? How do you visualize Shabbos Minatur? You can carry in a Carmelis, you can write with your left hand, Mekachamemka is only awesome with the Rabbanon. So you can do every single Baloch in the world. You just do everything with your left hand. You can run business as usual. Mani Mukta is only with the Rabbanon, Mekachamemka, as long as you don't write. And if you have to write something down, write it with your left hand. So the cash register is running and the money is checked in. So how do you visualize Shabbos? There's no Shabbos on the level of the Raisa. With that, the Gezeiros D'Rabbanan. The Shabbos is not Shabbos. And Ramban says, no, all this is included in Shabbosom. That's what the Braisa says. All of these Dinam D'Rabbanan are included in Shabbosom. Shabbosom means that Shabbos should have the Shabbos Dika atmosphere. So the Gemara says that these are not Malachas, means you're not Chayv Koris, you're not Chayv Misa. If you do, if you carry in a Carmelis and you write with your left hand and so on, but you're certainly not in fulfillment of the essay of Shabbosom. So the Rambam seems to say, the same as the Ramban, he doesn't place everything on Shabbosom. He seems to say that Zacha v'Shamar are included within Zacha, that Kibud v'Yoneg are included within Zacha. These are the two Shenis Parshal Aydei HaNevim. But the Novi Yeshaya said that this is the Pirush of what Zacha is. Shabbos is supposed to be a Shabbos dik atmosphere. That's dumb, to rest in bed all day. That's one part of Shabbos, to rest in bed. But to use the day for religious elevation. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva about that. About a doctor who goes on Shabbos to treat his patients, his non-Jewish patients. So he says, even if he doesn't violate any Issa Deraisa, but he's still in violation of Shabbosom. And then he quotes the Gemara in the end of Beitza, talks about Mekach HaMemka on Yontif and on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Mekach HaMemka. So there are three contradictory comments made by Rashi. The two Rashis on the Gemara and the third Rashi on the Rif. I'm not sure exactly who wrote the Rashi on the Rif. So there are three passages in Rashi. So one place Rashi writes that it's an Issa Derabban, Gzer Hashem Yichtov. One place Rashi writes that it's an Issa Deraisa. One place Rashi writes that it's an Issa Mediri Kabbalah. That Novi says, Mimtzol Chafatzech V'Dabedover. So is it an Issa Deraisa, is it an Issa Derabbanon? So the Chassam Sofer thinks it depends. If I did just one Mekach Memkar, I sold you one pair of shoes. So that's a Gzer Hashem Yichtov, that's only Derabbanon. If I stay in my shoe store all day long, and I'm selling shoes all day long, and I take all the muktzah money and I put it in the cash register, when I have to write, I write with the left hand. So that's an Issa Deraisa. That's a Din Deraisa, that's not a Din Derabbanon. How can it be a Din Deraisa, but it's only in Dibri Kabbalah? So the Sam Sofer says that Rashi says an Issa Deraisa understands that the Novi Yeshaya is interpreting that this is included in the Pasuk in Chumash. That's Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's the Loshen and the Rambam. Shnaim Shenis Parshu. That the Novi is interpreting that Kibud V'Yoneg are included within the Pasuk of Zohar. Ramban in his commentary on Yisro discusses why did the Gemara only work on the contradiction between Zohar and Shomer, between the text of the two Luchas, Luchas Vishonis, Luchas Shnias. There are other discrepancies as well. Why are they only concerned about this discrepancy? So he says, yeah, the rabbis knew what it says in the Chumash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the words of the Chumash word for word, letter for letter, to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why we darshan dinin by reading how come this word is written molei chaser, singular, plural, feminine, masculine. Everything was dictated. How come their phrase is missing, extra words, and so on. Lashav, lashav, twice. So every word was dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu to be written down in the Torah that we should be able to read in between the lines to get the fuller picture. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that's a word for word what Paro said. It doesn't mean that that's what Yosef HaTzadik said. It doesn't necessarily mean, it's not a lie, but it's not 100% a direct quotation from them. So it could be that neither version of the Aseres HaDibros is 100% what was proclaimed at HaSinai. Basically, they both say the same thing. The two versions of the Aseres HaDibros say the same thing. It doesn't necessarily, this is the way the Rabban Shlom said you should write in the Chumash. It doesn't necessarily mean that the Luchas actually had, or that the Rabban Shlom actually said at that time these words. This is the way he told Moshe Rabbeinu to write it. The only stira that the Chachamim were working on, that we were concerned about, is Zacha v'Shomer. That's totally different. That's not Stam. Ashinui and Signon. That boils down to the same thing. Zacha is a mitzvah ses, and Shomer is a mitzvah sloy sesse. He says, anybody familiar with Talmud knows that Yishomer pen v'yal is a loy sesse. And Zacha is an essay. So that's what the Chazal said. What's going on? Was this mitzvah given as an essay or given as a lois essay? So that's what they answered. It was both. They both were given together. Zachar v'shama v'dibur echanem. So there the Ramban writes, he elaborates upon this, the difference between an essay and a lois essay. So he adds on that all the mitzvahs essay stem from Abbas Hashem. We want to demonstrate our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we fulfill all the mitzvahs that he commands us to do. And all of the lavin stem from our yiras Hashem. Now, out of Moira HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't want to violate Averis that he told us not to do. And then he adds on that Mistama, Avas Hashem is on a higher level than Yiras Hashem. And Mistama, that's the reason, this is all around Ramban, Mistama, that's the reason why the din is that Esed Dechalai Sese. The Gemara learns that from Klein Bitzitz, is that Esed Dechalai Sese. So he says that's the reason why, because Esed represents Avas Hashem, and Lo Sese flows from Yiras Hashem, and Avas Hashem is more important than Yiras Hashem. It's on this Ramban that Rabbi Yosef Engel adds on, in one of his drushes in Eitz Vos Yosef, that the Gemara in Zvachim has a klal that ain esedecha loisese sheba migdash. You have a din that etzem loisizibro bone, the korban pesach, you're not allowed to break any bones. But there's a mitzvah sese to eat v'ochlas habasa balayla hazeh. So let's say I'm a mamun on this korban pesach, and I say the Haggadah slowly. So by the time I get to eat the korban pesach, all the other chevre, they already finished eating. There's mamish no flesh left. There's no kazayis basa left. So there's nothing for me to eat. I can't go to the next neighbor. It's shalolim nuyav. I'm only mamun on this. So let's say the only way for me to be out in the mitzvah is to crack open a bone and to eat the marrow that's inside the bone. So the moyach shebetecho etzim, if it's roi lachila, tasty, has it been like basar? You ate the carbon pestle by that. So would you say, let's say, could I chew a bone and swallow the moyach by chewing the bone? So would you say, esedechal esese? So the Gemara says, no. Gemara says, why not? That should be the rule, esedechal esese. Gemara comes up with an answer, ein esedechal esese sheba migdosh. Based on migdosh, it doesn't apply. Why not? So the Gemara doesn't explain. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests, that the Ramban says that esedechal esese is based on the assumption that Avas Hashem is more important than Yiras Hashem. That's only in the rest of the world. But in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah, Umikdoshi Tirohu. And the Gemara says, Abraisa, in the first parak in Yevamis, Lo min HaMikdash HaTayori. What, you have to have Moira from the walls of the Mikdash? The walls may collapse on you. You may get crushed to death. No, Lo min HaMikdash HaTayori. Elamin Shetziba LaMikdash. You have to have Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem, you always have to have Yiras Hashem. The answer is, in Beis HaMikdash, you have to emphasize Yiras Hashem. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we emphasize Avas Hashem over Yiras Hashem. And in the Beis HaMikdash, we should emphasize Yiras Hashem over Avas Hashem. So the Rabbi Yosef Engel says, so we understand very well why Ein Esed Dechol Esed Sheba Mikdash. If one should accept this premise of the Ramban, that the reason for Esed Dechol Esed is because Avas Hashem takes precedence over Yiras Hashem, you understand that based on Migdash it wouldn't work.
Well, Korban Pesach, we try and even, when the Migdash was around, it was never eaten in the Migdash. Does it matter? It's called in the Migdash.
It's called Migdash, yeah. You eat it in Yerushalayim because with respect to Achilles Korban Pesach, the whole Yerushalayim is called Migdash, yeah.
And Pesach, we're trying the same thing, even though it wasn't Migdash.
I don't know. Good point. I don't know. The pasuk says we shouldn't do malacha lesaska malacha ato uvincha uvitecha. So Rashi quotes a comment from the Tanoim. Uvincha uvitecha must be the children before bar mitzvah. Once a person becomes bar mitzvah, he's included in ato. Ato doesn't only refer to those people who were present alive already at the time of Maamir Hasina. Even we who were born a few thousand years later are included in ato. So uvincha uvitecha is referring to banim haktanim. So banim haktanim are not bnei chiyuvah. So they're not mechuyev. So the answer is, but the father is not permitted menater to have his young children do malacha for him. This was a common practice in many communities in Europe, that they would have their little children carry their talis to shul, and there was no erev. They would have their children carry a chumash or a siddur to shul for the parents. So this is the Mishkan Es Yankiv, right? That this is not proper. This is usually a practice by Hasidim. So Mishkan Es Yankiv was attacking this Hasidish practice. He says a pasuk in Aseres Adibra, Sasuk Malacha Ato Bin Chavitecha. Rashi quotes from the Tanaim, it must refer to the Banim Aktanim. What does it mean? The Gerim Hashepish Arecha? The Gerim Arosa Ato. The Gerim, of course, they have to observe Shabbos. So obviously, he's referring to a Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav is not Jewish. He's not Mechuyev to observe Mitzvah. So what does the Taka mean? Ger Hashepish Arecha? So the Gemara increases on Daf Tesem and Aleph. Has a few Tanaim who are of the opinion that since Mechal Shabbos beferhesi adina ka'akum, because one who observes Shabbos is demonstrating that he subscribes to the story of creation. He believes in creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kone Shamayim Oretz. Kone means that he created the world and he is the owner of the world. Kone. He's the owner of the world. We have to listen to his instructions. So since Mechal Shabbos adina ka'ibid avid azara, he's demonstrating as if he's not demonstrating that he believes in the story of creation, as if he doesn't believe in it. So the Ger Toshav, who is mekabel al atzma not to violate the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, the B'nei Noach are anyway not allowed to violate the Sheva Mitzvahs. So what's changed, what's added on when the Ger Toshav is mekabel al atzma to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs? So Rabbi Yosef, so the Avnei Nezer suggests maybe the Ger Toshav should observe the Sheva Mitzvahs in a more enhanced form. Because anyway, he has to observe Sheva Mitzvah now. Maybe since he's Mekabalet, he should enhance his observance and observe all the Abizrahims also. So that's why there's an opinion among the Tanoim, not accepted, Lalacha. There was an opinion that the Ger Toshav is obligated to enhance his observance of not worshipping Avodah Zarah by observing Shabbos. But he can't observe Shabbos like we observe Shabbos. That's not permissible. So one Tana is of the opinion that Ger Toshav must observe Shabbos like we observe Yom Tov. The other Tana says, no, that's also a violation of Nachri Sheshavas. He has to observe Shabbos the way we observe Chol HaMoed. And we don't accept that either. The Gemara says, Halachik Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, we pass like the third Tana, that the Ger Toshav is not even allowed to observe Shabbos the way we observe Chol HaMoed. Even observing Chol HaMoed is also forbidden for the Ger Toshav. So what does it mean? Ger Hashem Sharecha? So you left hanging. So Tosis and Yevamis finishes off the sentence. The Gemara increases, leave you hanging. So Tosis, Ger Hashem Sharecha means, Amir the Nachri is an Issa Deraisa if he's a Ger Toshav. If you do Amira the Nachri to a different guy, that's an Issa Derabbanan. And the Gemara says, B'makam Yishev Eretz Yisrael Hitiru. B'makam Atzolos Kis V'Akadosh. B'makam Tzab Alechayim. You have a lot of coolness in Amira the Nachri. But if it's Amira the Ger Toshav, that's an Issa Deraisa. So then you won't have any of these coolness. Amira the Nachri, B'makam Chodesh Emes Hakana, is muta to turn on the lights in Shul. B'makam Mitzvah Derab. We have a lot of coolness. But if it's a Ger Toshav, then you don't have any of the coolness. That's why we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. That Taisus is quoted La Loch on the Shulchan Aruch. Ger Hashem Sherech, if you have a Ger Taishav, Amir Lenachri is an Issa Derais. We usually assume called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Derais a Tikkun. All the Dinim Derabbanon were patterned after Dinim Derais. So Amir Lenachri was patterned after this Dinim Derais of Amir Lenachri if the Nachri is a Ger Taishav. We don't have any Ger Taishav Bisman Hazeh. The Rambam quotes the Gemara in Hazab, Bisman Shein Ayoyval Noyig, the Din of Ger Taishav doesn't exist. If he would have a Ger Toshav today, we wouldn't be allowed to, all the Haterim that we have, Shabbos Goy, to do this and to do that and do the other thing, all the Haterim, Goy Shal Shabbat, one professor in Eretz put out a whole book, Goy Shal Shabbat, the way the Jewish people historically misused the Din. Amir Lenachri is really a Din. We violate it so much, it cannot, doesn't exist. So if it would be a Ger Toshav, then it would be an Issa Deraisa. The Mazel is, we have no Ger Toshav today. There is no Ger Toshav. So you're only dealing with Amir Lenachri Derabbanan. So then you have a couple of kulas. Amir Lenachri Derabbanan, you have a few kulas. Lasana Berecha Eid Shoker. Lasana Berecha Eid Shoker. The Minchas Chinuch quotes a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that sometimes the Bezdin would bribe witnesses to testify falsely that they saw the new moon in order to do Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Ha'edim. So he asked, isn't that a violation of Eidu Sheker? So he says, Eidu Sheker is only Bereacha. If you testify against the new moon, that you saw the moon, there's no... It's an Issa Sheker. It's a different Issa Sheker. Midas. But if we feel that we want to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Eidim, so we'll violate Sheker a little bit. But strictly speaking, the Issa of Laisana is only if you give Eidu Sheker, where it's going to be detrimental to another person. Bereacha. The moon is not crying if we're going to testify that it is Rosh Chodesh, not Rosh Chodesh. It says there is no violation of Laisana here. At the end of the parsha, we have the pasuk b'chol amokam asher asker shmi. Avo eilecho uveirach ticha. Apparently, it's in the same pasuk when Nizbach Adoma Ta'asali, Vizvach Tola Vizalasech Veshlamecho. It's referring to the mokam of the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean, b'chol amokam asher asker shmi? What do you mean? Any place HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash, Beirach Ticha in the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean, asker shmi? It should say b'chol makom she'asker ashmi. What do you mean asker? Asker means any location, meaning based on English, where I will give you permission to pronounce my name. We have a din zeshmi liyolam zeh zichri the dar lo kishem shani nichtam ani nikri. You're not permitted to pronounce the shem yudke vavke. Chutz le based on English, we pronounce it aleph dalad nun yud. In the based on English, that's the exception to the rule. If a person is saying shakal niyam b'dvaray, Shahakal is not a kiyum in the Beis HaMikdash. He could just as well have said Shahakal outside the Beis HaMikdash. So then you don't pronounce the Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. But if you mashbiya Saita, or the Kangorla on Yom Kippur, they're duchening every day. So that's a special kiyum in the Beis HaMikdash, HaMikdash Dike Kiyum, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us permission to pronounce His Shem HaMfarish. B'chol Makom Asher Azkira Shmi, where I give you permission to pronounce my name, the Shem HaMfarish, that's in the Beis HaMikdash. Avay Lecha Berach Tich, the Beis HaMikdash is the Makom HaBracha. On Shabbos, we should all have in mind to be Yotzei the special kriya of not only the Parshas HaShavua, but the special kriya of the Parshas Ma'amid HaSinai. Okay. I mentioned that next week, Sunday, Monday, I won't be.